This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Former President Bill Clinton has been taking short walks in the hallway outside his hospital room in New York. His office says he's in good spirits after his coronary bypass operation on Monday. Mr. Clinton could be released from the hospital in the next several days. And after that, his doctors are likely to recommend cardiac rehabilitation. It's a program of exercise and counseling about nutrition and medications. Many patients go through cardiac rehabilitation, and NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on what it means.
Harvey Medlinsky is 72, a semi-retired TV and theater director. He says his heart health about a year ago was a lot like former President Clinton's. Doctors described the blockages in his heart as a time bomb, and he, too, underwent a quadruple bypass operation.
They stopped the heart and used a bypass operation, and I was really out of it after the operation, and it took me about a week to really know where I was and to be able to relate to people and to talk. And although they did get me sitting very quickly, got me on my feet very quickly, but I was not able to do much walking or any physical kind of activity.
But that would change. About a month later, Medlinsky started cardiac rehabilitation here at UCLA. Every machine here is occupied. Treadmills, step machines, bicycles, and now 8 months after his bypass surgery, Medlinsky's able to undergo a substantial daily workout.
You start out with a bike, riding a bike just to get your heart up. We have a treadmill. I do up to 20 minutes on that. Have a new step unit, which do 20 minutes on that. Have a series of exercises, free weight exercise, lower or upper abdomen, and we do that for about half an hour. So it's about an hour and a half of activity.
Medlinsky's blood pressure is under control, his cholesterol down, his diet healthy. And like many patients, he thanks the doctors and nurses in the rehab unit for that. Nurses like Veronica Polvereri, she says many patients feel like Medlinsky did when he first came here, fragile and nervous.
Some of them are afraid that they'll die in their sleep, or just how much can I do? Will it damage my heart? Will the incision open up? Concerns like that, very personal concerns.
Polvereri says many patients worry they won't be able to go back to the routines of life, but she says most can.
We've had dock workers, patients that do gardening, woodwork, carpenters. Those people are going to need to have a lot of upper body strength. So they have to be conditioned towards that to be able to do it again and know that they can do it safely.
Then there's the diet.
Some people come in and they are following their diets very diligently. They've sworn off everything. So we try to tell them to come to a middle of road sort of place because that's how life's going to be.
A little pasta and occasional burrito is fine, says Polvereri, who adds that the most important point to get across to patients is that their surgery was not a mechanical fix. There are major lifestyle changes to be made. Cardiologist Greg Fonaron directs preventive cardiology here at UCLA.
Cardiovascular procedures fortunately help treat symptoms. In some cases can lower the risk of recurrent events, but because often there are many other lesions that can suddenly rupture with this disease process, the only way patients can fully protect themselves is with the proper medications and the proper lifestyle.
And 8 to 12 weeks of rehab. But there are obstacles to getting cardiac rehab. Insurance often limits the number of visits or the amount that's reimbursed. And many hospitals have stopped offering cardiac rehab, which means some patients have to travel long distances to get this care. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.
If you like, you can find additional information about heart disease and cardiac rehabilitation at npr.org.